Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and these are the top stories. US President Donald Trump vowed to impose a 10% tariff on $300 billion of Chinese imports from September 1st, sharply raising the stakes in a bruising trade war with China and jolting global financial markets. The announcement on Thursday extends Trump's trade tariffs to nearly all China's imports into the United States and marks an abrupt end to a temporary truce in a trade row that has hurt world growth and disrupted global supply chains. GST collection in July surpassed the rupees 1 lakh crore mark after a slump in the previous month. As per data released by the government on Thursday, the total mop-up under goods and services tax was reported to be rupees 1.02 lakh crore in July 2019. GST collection in July 2019 showed a year-on-year growth of 5.8% over the revenue of rupees 96,483 crore reported in July 2018. Amazon.com Inc. founder Jeff Bezos sold shares worth $1.8 billion in the last 3 days of July, reducing the value of his stake in the world's third most valuable company to about $110 billion. The move by Bezos was part of a previously adopted trading plan and was revealed in regulatory filings that also showed that his former wife, Mackenzie Bezos, is now the online retailer's second largest individual shareholder. Saudi Arabia has allowed adult women to travel without permission and granted them more control over family matters, further eroding a heavily criticized male guardianship system at a time of heightened scrutiny over its human rights record. A series of royal decrees published by the Official Gazette on Friday stipulated that a Saudi passport should be issued to any citizen who applies for it and that any person above the age of 21 does not need permission to travel. The labyrinth that the domestic automobile industry has been stuck in for the last 12 months is fast becoming more and more tricky to manage. Passenger vehicle sales slid again in July for the 9th consecutive month now, and with increasing ferocity in recent months. Last month, sales crashed by nearly 30% as consumers continued to stay away from dealerships. Pakistan has ordered consular access for Kulbhushan Jadhav, a former Indian naval commander condemned to death for spying, following a decision this week by the International Court of Justice. The United Nations Court ruled on Wednesday in The Hague that Pakistan should undertake an effective review of the case, adding that a continued stay of execution was needed for that to happen. And that's all we have for you today. Tune in on Monday for more business news. Goodbye.